Phoneboy Speaks episode 135, Low-End Lumias. One of the podcasts I listen to is the All About Windows Phone podcast, which is done by the guys who do the All About Symbian podcast. And they've been covering Symbian and such for a long time. And when Nokia decided to jump on the Windows Phone bandwagon, I think that's when they started doing their Windows Phone coverage. And they always have something interesting to say, and they have a huge perspective and can put what's going on with Windows Phone and Symbian in the larger context. And the insight that those guys give is valuable. But and one of the things they mentioned, which I'm noticing this myself, is that one area where Windows Phone is gaining some traction, and let's face it, it's not gaining a lot of traction right now. We're still talking about single-digit market share, at least in most places where it's available, is that in the low-end space. And in fact, they were talking about the Nokia Lumia 520, which is a fairly low-end handset. It's probably under $200 US. And in fact, the Nokia Lumia 521 is going to announce on T-Mobile for $149 with no operator subsidy, because of course T-Mobile has gone the Un-carrier route. And the $149, that's a good price for a handset with no subsidy it's a low end smartphone. It's also running Windows Phone, which is of course an issue for some people. But I think it is picking up some traction in that low end space, because first of all, Nokia is the only one that's actually doing anything with Windows Phone, anything that's serious anyway, and they're producing a whole range of handsets. I think when they announced, they started doing high end flagship stuff, which let's face it, I don't think they've ever really done fantastic with, even during the high-flying days of Symbian. But they've certainly done a lot of low-end handsets that have sold really well, I think that plays to their strength. And the fact that Windows Phone can run acceptably even on low-end hardware, I think that plays, again, it plays into Nokia's strength. It also plays in a lot of their historical know-how and such. And Nokia handsets are built very well, even though honestly I think all these Windows Phone handsets look pretty much the same. I think it's for people who are kind of tired of low-end Android handsets, and let's face it, that's one of the reasons that Android has done so well. But a lot of the low-end Android handsets are not known for being particularly compelling in terms of their build quality or in terms of software responsiveness and stuff. And at least from what I've heard from some of the fanboys anyway, and I haven't seen a Lumia handset since the 920 that happened to come out at AT&T when I was there to do something about my iPhone, I guess. I did take a look at it, and it seemed like an interesting operating system. And again, from what I've read, it seems to run okay on low-end hardware. So if you're looking for something that is not running Android that has a lot of the same apps that are available, then maybe it's an option for you. I don't know. It's not, maybe I'll pick one up and play with it just to kind of see what the hullabaloo is. But maybe there is some hope for Windows Mobile, and they might find a nice niche. I mean, it may not be the high end niche, but let's face it, $600-$800 handsets, which are the norm for high end smartphones. I mean, if you can get something that's a couple hundred dollars that does the trick or does most of it, I mean, in these troubled economic times, I think that's certainly something to look at. As I say, I haven't seriously played with a Windows Phone handset, but I guess for Nokia and for Microsoft, maybe there's some hope that they'll eke out at least a reasonable third place. Although BlackBerry, I guess, has their stuff out now. But anyway, I guess we'll just have to wait and see how Nokia and Windows Phone fare in that low to mid tier smartphone space, where they say they're making a little bit of traction, but we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait another year or two to see where it all will shake out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.